So I've been told that you have a personality that makes everyone feel welcome. Is that on purpose?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. I've never been told that I have a personality, excuse me, that makes everyone feel, I think I try to create spaces where people feel safe. And I try to get to know people well enough to understand what makes them feel unsafe and to not, one, do those things, but to make sure that I don't allow those things to happen around people that I love and care about, or really anybody. So I guess on purpose, but I didn't realize that. I've never heard it that way. Who have you been talking to? Look at that. Sneaky.
You've done a lot so far to help others. When do you say to yourself, yeah, I've been successful?
Oh, I don't feel like I've done nearly enough. When I've gotten awards and things like that, and when I get these awards, I'm always kind of thinking, do they think I've done what I say I'm going to do? Or do they know that I'm still trying to do what I say I'm going to do? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I always wonder, and sometimes I've asked, like, you guys do realize that, like, I'm still trying to do this. I've not done it yet. And people are often like, but you're doing it. So I try not to quantify, like, oh, once I've reached 1,000 kids, then I've been successful. I really see my young people that we work with as individuals, and they have individual needs, and they're all still growing. And so I don't know that I feel like I've been successful. That sounds bad, but it's true. I think this journey that we're on to try to interrupt the school to prison pipeline, I think until it's interrupted completely, until kids are able to live and be in a space where they're not going to be criminalized for being kids, we haven't been successful. I think we have a long way to go. Like, a long way. Yeah.
Speaking of, the school to prison pipeline seems to always trigger something inside of you. Mm-hmm. What is it about you that almost compels you to focus on it?
I think the opportunity that I had to see how it works in action, when I was a probation officer, before I got that job, I had this idea of what it meant to, be a kid who's involved in the justice system. You know, I thought it was these kids who maybe came from bad homes and, you know, were doing making these really terrible mistakes and just egregious behavior. And then when I got in there, I got to know these kids, and I was like, these kids are just like me and my friends when we were in school. They're doing the same things. Now, granted, there are some kids who are doing some much more serious things, but I would say the majority of the kids who have contact with law enforcement are doing the same things that kids have been doing since the beginning of time. And that is what compels me, and that's why I'm sort of triggered, because I'm like, no, that could have been me, you know? I was the kid that got kicked out of college, so let's not forget that. But also, the children that are most affected by the school to prison pipeline are Black and brown youth. And so I'm a Black person, and my children are Black people, and I have Black and brown cousins and friends. And for me, it's such an obvious infringement on their rights because of their skin color. Because other kids don't face these same issues. I can count how many white kids I dealt with when I was in a PO. You know, I really remember them because there were so few. And I think that's why I'm triggered, because it hits close to home. But also, it's just so obviously unfair when you get a front row seat. But when you can't see it from the front, it kind of looks like, well, bad kids, they have to be punished. There has to be consequences. But right up close, it's so obvious that these are just kids being kids. And that's not illegal.
There have to be times when in your job you get frustrated, mm-hmm. and in your line of work you get frustrated. How do you resist the pressure, especially the pressure that we always put on ourselves?
The frustration for me, and I'm just going to be very honest and transparent, the frustration for me comes when I have to focus on, like, grown-ups and their perceptions of the ways that things should look, and when grown-ups try to get in the way of what it is that we're trying to do here for young people, Which happens in a lot of different ways. Some people feel like sometimes I am rewarding young people for getting in trouble because we do lots of fun things. We have a good time. So people are like, so you get bad kids and you take them on basically like a staycation for the summer, excuse me, instead of like punishing them. You know, they need to hear the straight. They need straight talk. They need this. And I'm like, no, they really just need somebody to listen to them, or they really just need, you know, you to support them or to care. And for me, I get really frustrated when people are so dead set on punishing kids and not even open to the idea that, hey, maybe if you provide support or love or let them know that you just care, that could work. And people are like, no, that won't work. I'd rather punish them. And I'm like, but we have stats that show that the punishment doesn't work, that the support system does work. No, I'd rather punish them. That's when I get frustrated. Because I'm like, do we really want these kids to win? Or do we just want to be right? You know, mm-hmm. That's when I get frustrated. And I get in a lot of trouble because I say things that people don't like and I don't mince my words. excuse me.
What do you think has been the defining moment in your life that has brought you to where you are?
Getting kicked out of college. No doubt about it. Did I tell you that story before?
I don't think you did.
No? Okay. So I'm going to be quick because I know this is a short thing. So I went to the College of Charleston. It was the number one party school in the nation when I started as a freshman. By the end of my sophomore year, I don't even know what my GPA was, but it was close to non-existent. Like it was not really a number. And because I was having a very good time. And I got an email that said, like, don't come back. We'll think about maybe letting you come back after 6 months, but do not come back next semester. You are not welcome here. And so I didn't know what to do. I got a phone call from a mentor. I had a mentor who worked at the college, and he taught like diversity and inclusion classes. So he did workshops and things like that with us. His name was Greg Leota. He's awesome. He's still awesome. He is still a mentor to me. And he called me and said, hey, I heard you got kicked out of school. And I was like, yeah, I did. And he's like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I have no idea. I don't have a plan. And he's like, come over here and work for me. I got this new job working at Florence Crittenden Programs of South Carolina, which was a group home for pregnant teenagers. So I went, worked for Greg, fell in love with the work. Literally, I knew immediately, like, this is the industry that I want to work in. I don't know how, but I love the way this feels. And I did that for those months. I wrote the college a letter and said, hey, guess what I've been doing for 6 months, you know. And I was a sociology major, so it was work in my field. And they let me back in, and I finished, graduated, and now I run a nonprofit. And so I tell that story because I think it's so important for us to talk about redemption opportunities for not just teens, for everybody, but we'll talk about teens. For teens, for young people, when they get in trouble, it is so essential to make sure that we are offering, when kids get in trouble and an adult sees, okay, you're in trouble, instead of saying, you messed up and here's how and here's where and back in my day, like, nobody wants to hear that. But if you have an opportunity to hand them where they can redeem themselves, where you say, hey, what he did was, he said, hey, Zakiya, I heard you messed up. And I said, yep, big time, I got kicked out. He was like, I heard, let me help you, come work for me. Let me give you an opportunity to redeem yourself. Mm-hmm. And so from that redemption opportunity, I got a glimpse into a world that lit a fire in me that has not burned out yet. And that was, I'm 31, so I was like 19 or 18. And so that story is what I'm trying to create here. I'm trying to see kids where they are. Hey, you're in trouble. Let me give you an opportunity to redeem yourself. Come over here with me, learn these skills, do some work in the garden, you know, get a mentor, get out and see the great things that your city has to offer. Don't keep doing the stuff that got you there. Let's find something else. Let's light a fire in you so you can go and be great. But I do know personally for me, being kicked out of school, which is something I never thought would happen. And I tell people to this day and they're like, I don't believe you. And I'm like, I swear y'all, I got kicked. And a lot of people don't even know that it happened because I sort of really just took it in stride. Mm-hmm. I never got in trouble as a kid. Like, that's the biggest trouble I've been in. And so that moment for me was sort of like, okay, you can do something. You can keep doing what you're doing, or you can do something different. And I'm just so grateful that he was there to show me the nonprofit industry, because I love it. I think I'll do it forever.
Have you learned anything about yourself that you didn't know before starting Sowing Seeds?
I didn't know. Let me think about that. That's a really good question. I didn't know, and this is honest, how inconsistent I can be, and like indecisive that I can be. This journey it's not about me, right? Mm-hmm. And so it can't. What we're doing here cannot depend on like how I feel, or like what I have going on personally, or if I get scared, if it starts to feel too big, because some days it feels too big. Some days it feels like you have no idea what you're doing. I know what I'm doing as it relates to, I know young people. I know what they're missing. I have what they need. Like, I have those skills that they need. I've seen it. But when it relates to the system and the school to prison pipeline and how big that is, it is institutionalized, you know? And some days I'm like, I don't want to fight today.